Seeker, call Albert, Clark, Lennon, Dingle, Downey, Garmat, Ashley, and North Sullivan.
Yeah, go ahead.
We got, we laid this out, Speaker laid out everything he could. He was damned helpful with Garmat and Dingle and,
what's the net of it?
Come around. Net of it is Garmat won't do a goddamn thing.
Yeah.
He walked out of the meeting early.
Yeah.
I think, he's already in bed with these guys. Hulk. Completely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to say, Mr. President, that the meeting was just not at all fruitful.
All right. Now, Hall, was he going to do something over the weekend, or is he just procrastinating and kidding you?
Hall, on the Magnuson side, proposed some language that would make the administrator totally independent within the Department of Transportation.
Yeah.
Which is acceptable to him.
Is he now independent?
The Maritime Administrator?
Right.
No, sir.
Okay.
Not in the Commerce Department.
Okay. All right, so we couldn't take that language. So the net is they won't agree to anything else. The net is then you'll drop Maritime. Then the net is they'll try to drop Aviation, Coast Guard, and so forth. The net is they probably have enough pressure in the Senate with the sensitive labor boys not to bring it up at all.
I would agree, Mr. President. The Senate committee met this morning. They didn't have a quorum, and then on a very relaxed basis, decided they'd meet again sometime later this week, and Scoop Jackson is now indicating they're going to wait for House action.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there's not anything we can do about it except just take her weapon, is he?
Yeah, the only conceivable thing that could be suggested would be if you talk to Garmat, very honestly, I don't believe it's going to be productive. It wouldn't in any sense cause Garmat to be any tougher than he is, but other than that, frankly, we're at our wit's end. The Speaker is at his wit's end. I don't know, he may decide to kick this around a little bit this afternoon, move it over to tomorrow to see if there can be further discussions, but Garmat walked out of the meeting with the excuse he had to meet some constituents prior to the end of the meeting and said that he couldn't see where he would change his position today or tomorrow.
Well, I don't think that those people are going to change it unless Hall changes it.
That's right.
They don't know and don't care much, and if there's no way to get Hall to change it, Hall has probably been, had some of our friends put him in this position for political reasons rather than maritime reasons.
Yeah, that's possible, because I'll tell you, it's this one guy all threaded through this whole thing, and he just stand if he's going to move at all. Now, of course, Garmat's argument is that they went down the road with all of the industry over these several weeks, and they brought this bill out, and there are 32 members of the committee, and by God, they're not going to change overnight. They claimed that the industry came in to see them in an informal meeting last Friday afternoon and said that they didn't have any agreement in any way, and that we keep contending that there's only one fly in the ointment. And as far as Garmat is concerned, he doesn't see any area of agreement. He's damned if he's going to embarrass the committee. That's the way he puts it.
Well, what does Reynolds say about all this? Is he just, was they mislead him, or I thought he checked it out and they all agreed except Hall?
Oh, I think that's right, Mr. President. I don't know what happened in that meeting. I don't know whether Hall put a lot of spine into all of them or what. Hell, Joe Curran called me that morning in the Speaker's office. I didn't call Curran. Curran called me and said he agreed he would stick by his agreement, but then he never, that time he said he'd make a public statement, but he never did. And that, Joe repeated that this morning at this meeting. That did not impress Garmat either. He just simply said that the best he could determine is that there's no area of agreement at all, and he wasn't even buying that Hall was the only problem.
Well, I think we ought to get us up a statement, say we regret very much that we thought all of them ought to go in there, and we hope we can have a transportation department, at least with all of them but one. And then if we ought to just be prepared for what is going to happen, use this time ahead of time to get your statement, Joe, because this is, I'm not disillusioned. I've anticipated this since before the message went up. I was very fearful, and that's why I held back till we could get everybody on board.
I remember that.
But no, apparently we didn't get anybody on board. And they just kidded us. So I think that that this is a blow, but we just have to take it, and I don't know anything else we can do. No use of crying over spilt milk. And if we have done everything, I'd be sure to notify Reynolds and be sure Seymour knows what you're doing.
Yes, sir.
And I might have Reynolds go around and touch the various bases with Curran and them and see where we go from here. Ask them if they want to start meeting with Seymour. And we got to keep communication, keep talking, but just assume they go on and kill our bell. Or at least kill the maritime part of it.
The last pitch we gave them, Mr. President, the meeting was that they had an opportunity, but not to keep going.
Tell Juanita to go get him out for you. Just call Juanita and tell her to go get him for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, that there was no point in continuing to go over the past and project their hopes for the future. They had an immediate opportunity to take this, which was now on the front burner, off the front burner, and put it on the road that could be traveled by all concerned. And that I said that I felt the committee had this opportunity. It was the committee that could get it done here and now. They had accomplished a great deal. Everyone was concerned about maritime. Everybody was willing to work on this. And if they wanted to pass up this opportunity, then it would seem to me, and just a personal view, that they were not going to be helpful along, over the long haul to the maritime.
I think your strategy ought to be, Larry, if you can figure it out somewhere, the speaker can. The strategy ought to be to keep this thing in limbo as long as you can.
All right.
If he can just go on and schedule other legislation.
No, he says that he cannot do that.
All right.
That he's too far down the road.
I thought he...
An hour left in general debate. I think what he could do today, Mr. President, is have a couple of quorum calls and then kind of phase out today's session. And, but I don't think it's conceivable he can get by tomorrow.
Well...
There's a very slight possibility that we could make some progress tonight if we could get Garmax to agree to do something. But as Larry said, he just walked out of the damn meeting.
I would see if Reynolds couldn't talk to Hall and ask you, Hall and Meany, if they won't have a meeting, if you can't talk to them and get some language that would be agreeable. If not, why, then we just put it off as long as we can and then vote on it, take it off. Then do you want to try to pass the bill without it?
I would say yes.
Yes, so would I, Mr. President.
Won't the others tear it to pieces then?
Well, there's no question about it. It hasn't helped hold the bill together to have all this going on. But by the same token, I think that if we can see a reasonable piece of this bill, we ought to reach for it because, Christ, I can't believe that you'd be in better shape on it next year.
And Hollifield has a goddamn good bill out of his committee. It's just a damn good bill. I don't think we'd ever get anything better than that.
Now, the other aspect of it, Mr. President, is the language that Magnuson worked on. Is not acceptable language, and yet Hall is saying that this is acceptable to him. I have to assume that we're going to find this language surface somewhere along the line. We haven't bought it. It's my understanding that we made it crystal clear that this is not acceptable. It's something that Maggie and Paul Hall talked about.
Maggie just told me there's going to work on it over the weekend. He hadn't given me the language. He gave it to you, Joe?
Yes, I've got it.
And did you make a record of making it clear that it's unacceptable?
Well,
yes or no? Yes or no?
Yes, they know it's unacceptable.
Okay, be sure you've got a record on that now.
All right, I'll talk to Maggie personally. Yeah, I think that's necessary. Otherwise, they're going to start claiming that's our language.
All right, anything else?
No. We'll try to find some good news for you during the day, Mr. President. I'm sorry about this, but...
I might say, Mr. President, that as unacceptable as that language is, and I don't know, maybe Larry's more concerned about the other modes, it's more acceptable than letting them just fly independent. Underlying my thinking here is that there never will be an independent maritime agency. It'll come up in a separate bill. It's doubtful if it'll get past the Senate at all. Even if it gets past the Senate, it's got to come down here separately.
Well, what is the language?
The language is that it...
Just tell me what it is.
The functions, powers, and duties specified in this act to be carried out by each administrator and by the Maritime Subsidy Board shall not be transferred elsewhere in the department unless specifically provided for by reorganization plans submitted, etc. And later on it makes the decisions of the Maritime Administrator administratively final. It means the Secretary would have absolutely no control over what he did, even though he'd be technically within the department. it is worse than the language we put together for Jackson, even though we didn't concur in that one.
But it's not as bad as one out of the department.
That's my judgment.
All right, then let them offer that language, and they'll get it adopted, and they'll have a big victory, and we'll regret it, and then try to get it passed that way, and then we'll just have to take a good insurance and get the right kind of maritime administrator.
Now, Larry's worried that kind of language will then spill over to every administrator.
Yes, I would think it. I would think it would.
Yes, I think it will too. By the same token, at this point in the House, they're going to delete this language in the bill. In my judgment, I don't think there's anything we can do to stop it. Of course, that moves into discussing an independent agency very, very shortly, within a week or so, on the House floor. So it's going to be, I think we probably have to toss a coin, Mr. President. Why don't we take a hard look at the House situation on additional amendments? Now, we know there's a Coast Guard amendment, and I suspect out of all of this, we're going to have an FAA amendment and some other things cropping up, too. But, of course, if we try to work this, we're not sure even at this point that Garmatz will accept this. But if you feel that maybe we ought to play around with it a little bit, why don't we start right now? See what we get for it.
Well, I think you can, there's nothing to hurt to find out.
Yeah, all right.
I would sure try to, whoever Joe's been working with in FAA and Coast Guard, I'd have them on board against taking this and tell them we're not going to mean anything because we're going to appoint an administrator who will go along with the secretary.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Mr. President.
Okay.
All right.